Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, the late-week cattle complex at the CME should open on a mixed basis this morning. Tied to residual selling on one hand, short covering on the other, and look for uneven price action in the hogs as well, much as we've seen all through the week. Now, the cash cattle trade appears to be essentially done for the week. It's certainly possible we could see a little bit of action today, but unlikely. Even such scattered action would probably require feedlot managers to accept lower bids than those we saw on Wednesday. Now, hog buyers, they're expected to wrap up the week's procurement today with bids steady to about a dollar lower. Assuming a Saturday kill of close to 130,000 head, the total week slaughter should total close to about 2.4 million, and those futures for the hogs seem set to open mixed with the nearby firming on the deferreds. Well, selling dominated crop markets after USDA posted larger than expected corn and soybean harvest forecasts, with those Chicago futures dropping more than 3% on the day. USDA expects a corn harvest of 14.2 billion, with an average yield of about 169.5 bushels per acre, both of which topped all trade estimates in at least one wire service poll. The soybean crop of 4.38 billion and yield of 49.4 also topped all forecasts in that poll. All wheat production of 1.74 billion bushels was on the high side of trade estimates to help those markets move lower. Now, the wheat markets again closed lower, largely on pressure from the corn and soybeans. USDA's all wheat production of 1.74 billion was on the high side of trade forecasts, but down from the July 1.76 billion. The spring wheat forecast of 401 million bushels also was on the high side of trade forecasts, but down from July's 423 million. The corn closed sharply lower in active trading, with new crop December well under moving averages and the lowest for that particular contract since September 2016. And the soybeans closed more than 3% lower in moderate volume, with new crop November the lowest since late June and well under key moving averages. We'll check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
August live cattle down 115 yesterday at 108.85. October was down 145, 106.60. August feeder cattle down 35 cents at 141.17. September down 85 cents at 141.30. October hogs down 27 cents, 67.97. And the December hogs were down a quarter at 62.70. Chicago wheat, September down 15 and a half, 448 and a quarter. And December was down 15 and a quarter at 475 and three quarters. September wheat, Chicago was down 19 cents, 440 and a half. December down 18 cents, 468 and three quarters. September corn down 15 cents, 357 and a quarter. December down 15 and a quarter at 371. September soybeans down 32 at 934. November's down 33, 940 and a quarter. October cotton down 21, 69.05. December up 25, 68.35. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.